Welcome to the second episode of Coming Clean with Indy Lee, a podcast series about living with passion, acting with purpose, and being fully present. I'm your host, Indy Lee. In the previous episode, I talked a little bit about mindfulness and how it might differ from living a life that was fully present. I also hinted how everything came into focus for me a little over 11 years ago when the universe sent me a sign that changed the course of my life forever. In the summer of 2008, I was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis, a degenerative autoimmune disease that attacks your joints. I was completely caught off guard by this. Nobody in my family had rheumatoid arthritis or any autoimmune diseases to the best of my knowledge. I'd also quit my job in finance to get back to basics. I was helping to build and bring school gardens to life and teach the importance of stewardship of the earth to young adults. I built a 750 square foot greenhouse in my backyard with a chandelier, and I also put about a quarter of an acre under production. I was growing edible flowers, microgreens, starter plants, and bringing them to local farmers markets, restaurants, as well as Whole Foods. So you can imagine my surprise when my dream of working the farm came to an abrupt end when I was no longer able to work in the back farm or the greenhouse. So what's a type A personality to do? Well, fortunately, the universe steps in, or I should say my sister steps in, and announces that she's pregnant with my nephew, Max. I decided what better way to welcome my nephew in but to create products using the ingredients that I've been growing in my backyard and in the greenhouse. And I decided I was going to unveil them at her baby shower. That's right, I made salves, I made a baby powder, I made a baby massage oil, and then I made little miniature ones to give out as favors at the shower. Everybody raved. They said, oh my gosh, Indy, this is what you should do. You should create a line of baby products. Now you have to remember, this was 2008. The clean and the green movement was barely getting started. And I said, I don't really think that's what I wanted to do. I honestly didn't know what I wanted to do. But once again, the universe steps in and decides to send me a much bigger sign. By October of 2008, I was noticing that my vision on my left eye was starting to decrease. By November 4th, I went to my doctor and I said something's wrong. The peripheral vision was getting worse and I knew I needed to get some tests done. He immediately sent me to an MRI, and 45 minutes after the MRI, he called and asked me to come in. Of course, I said, well, tell me what it is. I didn't want to get into the car, nor did I want to go onto Google and try to figure it out myself. And we know going onto WebMD is never a good idea. And he made me promise that I would come in if he gave me the news. Of course, I promised I would get in the car as soon as he told me what was going on. And that's when he told me I had a brain tumor. Everybody always asks, what did I do in that moment? Who did I call? And the truth is, I didn't call anybody. I immediately got in the car and started to drive. And that's when the world changed for me. Don't get me wrong, the birth of my two children will still and always be the highlight of my life. But my life took a completely different direction on November 4th in 2008. You see, it was on that 15-minute drive to my doctor that everything became in complete focus, or I like to say technicolor. It was a beautiful fall day in New York. The leaves were those vibrant yellows, reds, greens, oranges. And on that drive, everything came completely into focus. It's like when you go to the optometrist and they say, one or two or three. And finally, the click happened and my life changed. Up until that point, I was a check the boxer. Yep, I had planned my entire life. I planned that I was going to have two kids, a boy and a girl, check, check. I'd have two dogs, yellow labs, check, check. An incredible career, a wonderful house, check, 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 check. But you know what I forgot? To live. I had become a passenger in my own life and forgot what it meant to live vibrantly. And I swore from that moment on, no matter how much time I had left, I would spend every day living what I now call the three P's, with passion, on purpose, and be fully present. I can't explain it, but I also knew in my heart of hearts, deep in my soul, that this was happening for a reason. I didn't know the reason, but I knew if that I would sit back and allow it to unfold, something incredible would happen. So by the time I got to the doctor's office, I was in a completely different state of mind. And I simply said, okay, what do we have? What do we need to do? That's when he said, he has no idea what it is. He does not believe it was cancer, and it wasn't, but I need to go see some heavy hitters in terms of specialists. So I consulted with Johns Hopkins, Duke, NIH, Sloan Kettering, and the majority of the doctors said, again, they weren't sure exactly what it was, and they didn't feel it was cancer, but the best thing I can do was get my affairs in order and spend as much time as my kids. And some said that I could have as little as 6 months to live. Of course, I'm an optimist, if you couldn't tell by now, and I would say to each doctor, I don't think so, but thank you very much for your diagnosis, and I would go off to the next one. Between the first two specialists, I went to my neuroendocrinologist and asked, how is this possible? Nobody in my family has anything like this. I don't understand. And that's when he said, we're seeing more and more of these things being tied to the environment. Of course, I turned and said, I don't know what you mean, environment. I'm extremely healthy. I eat organic out of a greenhouse in my backyard. I'm in incredible shape. And he pointed out, yes, of course, those are all things that are part of your environment. And then he asked me my life-changing question. What do you put on your skin? That, folks, was my awakening. The truth is, I never really thought about what I was putting on my skin. And it's ironic because I had created a little miniature line for my nephew because I didn't want anything potentially harmful going on his newborn tush, but didn't think about the larger picture. We know our skin is our largest organ. We also know ingredients can be absorbed transdermally. Take a look, we're using nicotine patches, estrogen patches. So why weren't we taking the same approach to be mindful of what we were putting on our skin? We were becoming more mindful about the ingredients we were putting in our body, but we needed to focus and take a look at what we were also putting on our body. And it was in that moment, in that doctor's office, that I knew what my calling was. I knew that I would survive, and my mission was to create a line that was effective, that was safe. I really wanted to look chic on a shelf. But more importantly, I wanted to spend the rest of my life empowering others to live the healthiest version of their life. When faced with potentially only 6 months to live, you get to decide how you're going to live them. At that point, my children were 5 and 8, and I made the decision that every moment that they were home from school, I was going to be spending with them, creating memories that could last the rest of their lifetime. And when they were in school, I was nose deep in every book I can find on beauty and skincare. I was speaking with aromatherapists, dermatologists, homeopathic doctors, because I knew there was a different way to do this. I was also consulting with every potential surgeon I could because I was going to find a doctor that was going to give me a different diagnosis and prognosis. Fortunately, I was able to find a doctor who did give me a different diagnosis and prognosis and was willing to do surgery, even though it had a less than 50% success rate. Of course, I said, sign me up, I'm dying. And he said, okay, we're going to do it on April 22nd. So that was 2009. And for those of you who don't know what April 22nd is, it's Earth Day. I mean, come on. If the universe is going to send me a sign on what my rebirth day is, which is going to also coincide with the beginning of my new life of starting a clean skincare line, you better believe I'm believing that sign to be a positive one. I'm often asked, how was I between diagnosis on November 4th through to surgery? And comment that, you know, it's easy to be uplifting right now when, you know, you're almost 12 years out. And honestly, I know it sounds strange, but I was positive throughout the entire time. Yes, of course, I had a few dark days where, you know, the why me, the pity party, you know, the whole thing. I think that's natural. But I also knew that staying positive was going to be the best recipe for my success. That's how I handled it personally. I'm an optimistic person. I'm also very spiritual. And so I turned to my spiritual practice and optimism to get me through. I also had 2 young children, and I needed to be positive for them. I needed to show them that I was choosing joy during this difficult situation. I was honest with them. I needed them to understand what the risks were, but I also remained positive because I knew whatever time I had left, I wanted to enjoy every moment of them. And I think that is part of why my recovery went as smoothly as it did. I mean, don't laugh, but I went as far as naming my tumor. I felt calling it tumor was scary, so I decided to name it Herman. It wasn't a name I was scared of, and I was affectionately referring to it throughout the process. I created a blog so that my family can stay in touch with me because they were so kind, and everybody came out of the woodworks to really connect. And at that moment, I wanted to spend as much time with my children as possible and not necessarily on the phone with everybody. And so I created a blog that was called Indy Lee. And the purpose was to keep my family and friends connected through the process. In fact, the beginning of those blog posts are still on our website to this day. So definitely check them out. My optimism and positive spirit absolutely come through in those blog posts. So back to the story. April 22nd came and I went to the hospital, and I'll never forget, I was in the prep room and was waiting to be put on a gurney to be wheeled into the surgical suite. And a nurse came to me and said, come with me. I thought I was getting prepped. And I turned to my parents and I said, I'll see you in a few. Not realizing that the nurse was literally taking me into the surgical suite. So you can imagine my face when I'm following the nurse and then opens up the door and there's the entire surgical theater, you know, complete with the window, the viewing area up top where the doctors are able to look down on the surgical procedure. And that's when I realized, okay, we're doing this now. And true to my optimistic self, I said, okay, let's do this. Put on some kick-ass music. Today's a phenomenal day to live. I won't lie. Some people in the suite turned around and looked at me, and I was asked if I had been drinking or perhaps taking recreational drugs, because they never really experienced anyone being that optimistic walking into surgery like that. And I assured them, I said, no, I'm fine. I'm in a great place. Today's going to be an amazing day to live. Let's go. And I went under, you know, the anesthesiologist asked me to count from 10 backwards, and I like to say I got to tuh and was out. So many, many hours later, when I was in neuro ICU recovery, I opened my eyes and I realized I was able to see completely out of both eyes. Now, when I went to sleep, I definitely could not see a good portion out of my left eye. So imagine waking up to full vision. And so there I was with all the leads, and my first words out of my mouth was, oh my gosh, I can see. Quick side note, one of the best pieces of advice that I received before going into surgery was that my body would remember the emotion that I went into surgery with. So when I woke up, I would have that same emotion. So I went into surgery with confidence and joy and happiness and positivity. Miraculously, it worked, because when I woke up and I said, oh my gosh, I can see, there was a smile on my face and an incredible sense of calmness. So back to the story. So I woke up able to see out of both of my eyes completely. As I said, I announced, oh my goodness, I can see. And the nurse that was sitting right next to me said, you're awake, you're fine, let me go get the doctors. And I'll never forget, the entire surgical suite came in. And my immediate thought was, oh, this didn't go as well as I thought. Why are they all standing here at the foot of my bed? And that's when my surgeon took my hands and said, you're done. And of course, I said, to please elaborate, because I really didn't understand what he meant. And he said, we got everything. Welcome to the rest of your life. And I haven't stopped since. I can honestly say that I've kept true to the promise I made to myself on that drive to the doctors on November 4th, 2008, to live whatever time I had left on this earth with purpose, passion, and to be fully present in every moment. It's with that drive that I created Indy Lee Skincare, I couldn't be more proud to see where the brand is now compared to when I started it in my kitchen. Yes, in my kitchen. And seeing it on the shelves of such prestigious retailers like the Nordstrom's, the Neiman Marcus's, the Ulta's, the Korean retailers like the Credo's, the Follain's, the Alia's, the Detox Marks, Citrine. I can go on and on and on. And it's been the most surreal and amazing journey. And the great part is it's just getting started. And in addition to bringing the products to life, this was also meant to create change and to empower others and educate others to live the healthiest version of their life. And that's why I couldn't be more excited by this next step of bringing out our podcast. You know, what started as Mindful Mondays on an Instagram TV is now becoming a podcast where we can bring other experts in and discuss what it means to live with presence, what it means to live on purpose and to be passionate. And guys, I'm so excited to start this next part of the journey with you. I want to be honest with you. I don't want you to feel that by listening to this story, that I don't have bad days, that I don't have down times, etc. I do. I'm human. I think for me, the difference is I can say that I'm grateful for them. I can't always say I'm grateful for them in the moment, but I do believe from chaos and conflict comes clarity. And so for me, what that means is I use those downtimes and difficulties as a learning experience for me to grow. I'm also incredibly grateful that I have the opportunity to experience them when, you know, 12 years ago, I don't know that I was going to live a life where I would be able to experience anything or actually be alive. So I think it's that perspective that gives me this outlook on life. And my hope is that through this podcast, this outlook, this joy, this optimism will help inspire you to choose joy in difficult moments, to find the silver lining in challenges, to learn and grow from our failures. I think that failures are an opportunity for us to grow. I think that by leaning into fear, we find love. And I'm hoping that this podcast is going to help more people, you know, experience what I've experienced from this journey that I've been on. I also need to comment that none of this would have been possible without the incredible support system that I had in place and I continue to have in place with my friends. Shout out to my best friend, Dana, who I will have on this podcast, but I know she got me through some of the darkest times, and we had fun in the process. And also my family, who just rallied around me and continue to rally and cheer on for my successes and what we're creating with the brand. And none of this would be possible without the incredible team. I could not be prouder of the team/family that we have and continue to grow together to bring products to life and, more importantly, to empower others to live the healthiest version of their life through this platform that they are helping me to create. So mad, mad love to you all. And with that, I'm going to end episode 2 of Coming Clean with Indy Lee. I'm your host, Indy Lee. If you like what you've heard so far, please be sure to subscribe where you listen to your podcasts. Of course, leave a review. If you have ideas for upcoming episodes or potentially people that you'd like to see us interview, please, please be sure to email me at comingclean@indylee.com. Again, that's comingclean@indylee.com. And I'll see you on the next episode.